we have some big news updates for you guys. You know, a little bit of product development, software updates. We got the whole shebang today, guys. But before we move forward, go ahead, click the like and subscribe button below. It helps our channel know that we're doing a good job providing value to you guys on a daily basis and trying to, you know, definitely provide you guys with the best tech news updates, tech deals, and the whole shebang, guys, the whole nine yards. All right, so without further ado, let's move forward into great news today. All right, so we're going to be taking news off of our LinkedIn page, guys. If you haven't followed us on LinkedIn yet, we'll leave a link in the description so you guys can go ahead and follow us on LinkedIn and our other social media platforms or profiles as well. All right, so Microsoft Surface Duo is finally getting Android 11. But you'll have to wait. The Microsoft Surface Duo will get an update to Android 11 sometime in the middle of 2021, according to reports from German outlet Dr. Windows. The news has been corroborated by Windows Central and coincides with the imminent release of the dual screen phone in the UK, Canada, Germany, and France in February. In a Surface Duo media briefing with Microsoft USA, representatives reportedly spoke of the OS update coming to devices in summer of 2021, meaning users can expect Android 11 to arrive on the Surface Duo anytime between June and August of this year. So that's pretty interesting, guys. We have the Surface Duo looking to make its debut. All right, and it's gonna get, you know, finally getting Android 11, right? So this is exciting for a lot of people, right? As you can see, the Surface Duo here. Let's see if there's any videos on this or anything like that. Oh, got no videos, but we have the news has been since cooperated by Windows Central and coincides with the imminent release of the dual screen phone in the UK, Canada, Germany, and France in February. In a Surface Duo media briefing with Microsoft USA, representatives reportedly spoke to the OS update coming to devices in summer of 2021, meaning users can expect Android 11 to arrive on the Surface Duo anytime between June and August of this year. So between June and August of this year, guys, for you guys that are just wondering, the Surface Duo was originally released back in September 2020 in the US when it was promised the device would receive regular software updates. Microsoft hasn't been entirely forthcoming with that promise in the months since, but the news that Android 11 will be coming to the Surface Duo is welcome considering its imminent widespread availability. So that's very cool, guys. A very, very cool thing for you guys that are Surface Duo fans. This is going to be huge, guys. This is going to be huge. Moreover, we have Apple has fixed a series of Mac OS Big Sur bug that caused a data loss. So this is definitely more of software privacy update, right? So it was reported that last week that Mac owners who upgraded the Mac OS Big Sur were experiencing data loss due to a bug during installation. It's now been reported that the quietly released build for Mac OS Big Sur 11.2.1 has fixed the issue and will no longer attempt to install the OS with insufficient space available. According to the Mr. Macintosh, Mac users have been complaining about the issue since as far back as November 2020. And despite a few data recovery solutions being available to aid those affected by the bug, many had to resort to a full wipe and reinstallation of the Mac OS, resulting in any data that hadn't been backed up being lost. So very interesting, guys. So it looks like they fixed this bug, guys. For you guys that have problems with that, you know, definitely, you know, definitely, if you guys still have problems with that, I would say definitely check with your local app store, say if you can contact Apple for support. But it looks like they fixed this bug, right? So really, kind of, you know, let's see more detail what the patch is and really how effective really it is, right, for you Mac users out there, right? So The problems were initially caused by the fact that macOS didn't check if you had sufficient drive space before starting the installation process, causing the installer to display an error message: an initial upgrade to Big Sur requires a minimum of 35.5 gigabyte to be available on the drive, plus a 13 gigabyte for the macOS Big Sur installer itself, making 48.5 gigabyte in total. If you didn't have that much space available, then you are likely to run into some issues. This resulted in the Mac becoming stuck in the boot recovery assistant environment, which is always not really good, with no way to recover some users being able to boot up their Mac, with the only solution being to delete files from the internal disk or to wipe the entire disk as a final resort. The latest build for macOS Big Sur 11.2.1 20D75 will now prevent installation if the machine doesn't have the available space to accommodate the entire download, though sadly, this won't help anyone who previously attempted the download and currently dealing with a Mac that won't boot. There hasn't been official word from Apple if solution will be provided for those who remain affected. That doesn't mean that all hope is lost, however, as a comprehensive list of solutions has been published to the Mr. Macintosh blog that could recover any lost files and should get your device back and running. For now, at least we can rest assured that nobody else should be affected by the previous data loss issues. So that's very interesting, guys. So, again, if you are affected, again, like I said, definitely check with contact Apple support, see what you can do to remedy this issue. But for now, it looks like they fixed this. So if you don't have enough space, it's not going to let you do the update, guys, which makes sense, right? You'd figure that they would automatically, do this in the beginning, right? If you don't have enough space to download something, usually they would say, hey, can you delete, you're gonna have to delete some items off your phone or your MacBook, but it looks like they didn't have this option here. You could still download it, but if you had already too much space, you added more installation, you added more upgrade, and it took away more of your space. Now your computer's affected, which is not a good thing. So luckily Apple was quick to rush and solve this issue. It should no longer be happening. All right. So if you want to learn more about this issue, guys, you want to learn more into this article, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can learn more there too. All right. Moving forward, we got the Oculus Quest 2, guys. VR, baby. Right? So Oculus Quest 2 update will add 120 hertz refresh rate, says Facebook Insider. So Oculus Quest 2 looks likely to be updated with 120 hertz refresh rate, which is pretty cool, according to the comments made by Vice President Facebook Reality Labs. During a Q&A session of Instagram, Andrew Bosworth responded with a literal thumbs up to a question about whether Quest 2 would see an update to 120 hertz, and touched on a number of other topics related to VR. The faster the refresh rate in a VR headset, the smoother the virtual world it creates, which makes sense. So 120 hertz makes a dramatic improvement on the 72 hertz refresh rate the Quest 2 originally launched with, before being updated with support for 90 hertz in November 2020, right? So this is going to be a new refresh rate for all you VR fans out there. This is going to be crazy, guys. This is going to be a good refresh rate. So now you're going to be in the virtual world. There's not going to be a lot of lag time. And imagine, guys, if you're in a virtual world, who wants lag time? I don't want lag time. Who wants lag time in a virtual world? You want smooth. You want, intuitive. You want to feel. You want to touch. You want to sense everything. Who wants lag time? Especially in a nicely highly quality product like the Oculus Quest 2. If you're paying for that price, yes, that definitely does make sense. So that's definitely a good step up what these guys are doing. So if you want to learn more about this, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and be able to learn more about that. All right, so I was excited when I saw this as well. We have Mario Kart 8. So here's how Mario Kart could look running on the rumored Nintendo Switch 2. Right, so Mario Kart 8 already looks fantastic on Nintendo Switch, but how would it look running in a pristine 4K resolution on the long rumored Nintendo Switch 2 or Nintendo Switch Pro? That sounds bonkers interesting, guys. Nintendo Switch just came out. Now they're saying Nintendo Switch 2 or Pro is, you know, so they're alluding to, you know, Nintendo Switch already creating, probably in the works for Nintendo Switch 2 and Nintendo Switch Pro, right? So pretty phenomenal, it turns out, right? So using the magic of upscaling, a YouTuber user named Snazzy Al has taken Mario Kart's antics on Nintendo Switch and bumped the game's resolutions up from 1080p to a crystal clear 4K, guys. Crystal clear 4K. Okay, you'll need to watch the video on a 4K capable display to see the benefits. But this is really looking cool. Let's see if there's any videos or any pictures just to see how crisp that this game would look. You know, it's looking very, very nice. And of course, they have a video in 4K Ultra HD. Let's check it out. That looks very, very crisp, very clear. As we can see, Snazzy AI or Snazzy AL. You can subscribe to their channel here too. Very, very cool. It's a cat pumping and doing some craziness right there too. So that's very, very cute. So that looks amazing, guys. So definitely, you know, it's just a rumor. But, you know, imagine, you know, we can expect that to happen. Imagine going from 4K. Now we have PS5 and Xbox Series X on 8K. Imagine if the Nintendo Switch Pro or whatever Nintendo Switch 2 goes out and is able to upgrade this to 4K and also hopefully 8K. So that would just be super clear, super fun. Mario Kart, just all bubbles, all good, all amazing, guys. So yeah, guys, moreover, we have Windows 10. News on Windows 10 could get a killer future thanks to Samsung. So Windows 10 looks set to get a much requested quick share feature in the future thanks to Microsoft's partnership with Samsung. And I like Microsoft. Microsoft's partnering with Samsung. Microsoft's partnering with Google. Microsoft's partnering, you know, with other companies. Very, very good. For the past few years, Microsoft and Samsung have worked together to make Windows 10 work better for Android phones, specifically Samsung headsets. And as 9to5 Google reports, it looks like a new quick share app will be making its way to the Microsoft Store on Windows 10. So that looks very cool, guys. That's amazing, right? So quick share is coming back to Microsoft to Windows 10, guys. If you guys know what quick share is, you guys definitely will be excited for this. right? So spotted by Agarain, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that name, Lumia. This app will allow you to wirelessly and quickly share pictures, documents, and other files between your Windows 10 PC and your Google and your Galaxy phone or tablet, right? So a Galaxy-sized catch. Early sharing files between your PC and smartphone is a feature many Windows 10 users have been waiting for, and it's something MacBook and iPhone users have enjoyed for some time thanks to AirDrop feature, right? So the news that Windows 10 is finally getting a similar feature should please a lot of people. However, it seems that the feature may be restricted to people using Samsung Galaxy smartphone or tablet. This could mean that people with other phones will miss out. Sadly, this has been a bit of a theme between Microsoft and Samsung's collaboration. It resulted in some great new features being added to the Windows 10 and your phone app, but many of the best additions are exclusive to Samsung handsets. While it makes sense for Samsung to come up with features that are exclusive to its handsets and therefore encourages people to buy them, it's still a shame that some brilliant Windows 10 features are not available to large amount of users, right? So hopefully QuickShare will come to a non-Samsung handsets as well. If not, it at least shows that the feature is possible to implement, so someone else may create a similar app that is available to all smartphone and Windows 10 owners, guys. So definitely, that is amazing that Microsoft and Samsung are partnering up to add this feature, right? So a lot of people that, you know, have been waiting for this, they're like, man, why can't I, you know, quick share, use a, you know, just a simple AirDrop? This is definitely going to be a great, great addition, all right? This is a great step up for both companies. So great job, guys. Moreover, you can save big on the Anker Eufy Cam 2 wireless security camera with this deal, right? So home security systems are a great way for ensuring peace of mind when you're not at home, but they can be pricey. So a good deal is always welcome. And Amazon has just slashed the cost of one of the best home security cameras you can buy, the Anker Eufy Cam 2, which currently holds top spot on our list, the best home security cameras, has been discounted by $49 in the US for a limited time. The two camera kit, which also includes a base station, is now $240, and that's a 17% savings on the list price. So that's very interesting, guys. If you're looking for a home security camera, you don't know which ones to pick, you don't know what brands to pick, it looks like this one is pretty much one of the best brands that you can get out there. Anker Eufy Cam 2 wireless security camera. All right, let's go see kind of if they have more photos on this deal here, and what we're getting here. So it looks like the deal is, you know, at Amazon as well. So Amazon has discounted the Eufy Cam 2 camera wireless security camera kit by 17%, making it $240 during this limited time deal. It's not the best deal we've seen on Black Friday. The camera was slashed down to $200, but if you're in the market for a security camera, it's worth grabbing now, as we're not sure when this price will be low again, right? So the Eufy, I'm just gonna call it the Eufy Cam 2 security cameras, are IP67 rated, making them weatherproof, and Anker claims their rechargeable batteries will last an entire year between charges, right? So they also come with night vision to ensure video recorded in the dark can be seen more clearly, and a two-way talk feature that lets you hear and speak to anyone in the camera's field of view. Very, very interesting, guys. All right, so if you're looking for that, you can go ahead. If you're looking this specific deal specifically and you want to go into the article, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you'll be able to go ahead and find that on Amazon. All right, guys, we also have our Electronic News Network episode 22 is now available in podcast form. We definitely try to bring out our podcast and have our podcast established daily. So it's now available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify as well. All right. Moreover, guys, we have Stalkerware attacks saw staggering rise in 2020. This is not good. good. So the cybersecurity firm Malwarebytes has released its annual State of Malware report, revealing that cyber attacks have shifted tactics and targets as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. In particular, there was a marked increase in stalkerware across 2020. That is crazy. So what does that mean? So spyware detections rose about 1,055% last year. That is a lot. With businesses forced to unexpectedly implement remote working policies, many did not have time to adopt those kinds of security safeguards that are found in an office environment. This has not gone unnoticed by cyber attackers, right? As well as a number of high-profile incidents, including Marriott Hotels data breach and the SolarWinds supply chain attack, the use of tracking applications increased by 565% between January and December last year, while spyware detections rose by 1,055% across the same period. Other notable threats to emerge against the backdrop of pandemic include the Microsoft Office software cracker KMS, the banking malware Drytrex, and the cryptocurrency mining strain Bitcoin Miner. Ransomware also became more targeted last year, resulting in large financial rewards. One particular ransomware group known as Revol, or Sadinu Kibi, claimed to collect $100 million in 2020. That is bonkers. Being able to scam and track and be able to go into systems to collect $100 million, guys, that's a lot of money. So this is exactly why, you know, Electronic Editions, us, Electronic News Network, we try to come to you guys and provide you guys this type of information, because it seems like, you know, people know that there are scams out there, but really, what are the root cause of the scams? There has to be softwares and systems in place in order for them to be hacked and breached. So this is why we come to you, so we can have you guys keep updating your devices, keep getting the latest patches, so you guys don't fall victim to these types of incidents, right? So shifting threats, overall, the number of malware incidents does not appear to be increasing. The sophistication is dangerous banking, dangerous banking Trojans. Pre-installed mobile malware and adware were commonly seen throughout 2020, many deliberately targeting individuals working remotely away from corporate cyber defenses, right? And so this past year has taught us that cyber criminals are increasingly formidable, planning long-term strategic and focused attacks that are sometimes years in the making. 2020 continued to show us that no company is immune, and there is no such thing as safe enough. Markeen Klesnik, CEO of Malwarebytes, said, guys. The COVID-19 pandemic compounded this with new challenges in securing remote workforces, making it essential that we quickly become more adaptable and learn how to better protect our workers in any environment. While our total detections are down this year, we must remain vigilant, as always. The threats we are seeing are more refined and damaging than ever before. There is even some good news, however. The notorious malware strains known as the Emote and Trickbot are apparently mostly dead, with detections falling by 89% to 69%, respectively. So again, guys, of course, companies like Malware and Avast and other security companies that try to avoid these types of things, that are partnered with big corporations and these businesses and banks, they're always working to, you know, get rid of these cyber attacks and hackers and stuff like that. And we as individuals that are working from home also have to do the same thing, also have to do our research, and also have to be keeping ourselves secure, keeping our software secure, keeping our updates secure, keeping our hardware devices secure, keeping, you know, having two-step, you know, authentication on our devices, making sure we're writing down our passwords in safe places, guys, because yes, cyber criminals do exist, and we do not want to be affiliated with them. We do not want them to hack into our devices or anything like that. So it's always great. This is why we come with information like this to you guys, so you guys can always be aware and protect yourself accordingly. All right. Moreover, we have the file sharing app with over a billion downloads has some major security flaws. So file sharing app with over a billion downloads, this must be a big app then. One of the most popular Android file sharing apps has several vulnerabilities that haven't been fixed by its developers for over 3 months. New research has claimed security researchers at Trend Micro discovered the shortcomings in the Share IT app that, if exploited, can not only leak users' sensitive data, but can also execute arbitrary code in the device, which is scary, guys. Again, this is again about privacy, safety. This definitely is important, so listen up, right? So more worryingly, the vulnerabilities were brought to the attention of the app's publishers over 3 months ago, but seemingly decided to ignore the report. Improper defaults. We reported these vulnerabilities to the vendor, who have not responded yet. We decided to close our research 3 months after reporting this, since many users might be affected by this attack because the attacker can steal sensitive data and do anything with the app's permission, noted Trend Micro in its report, right? Even though, more worryingly, the researchers add that any attacks launched by exploiting these vulnerabilities will be hard to detect as they masquerade the legitimate operations of the app. While discussing the vulnerabilities in details, the researcher says that the flaws exist because the apps implemented sharing functions with improper settings that leave it prone to abuse, right? So the researchers were able to successfully exploit the vulnerabilities with a proof of concept app to gain temporary read write access to the data of the device and even managed to run arbitrary code on the device. Since Share IT's developers failed to respond to the researchers, they've also brought it to the attention of Google. So however, there has been no response as to yet, and the app still continues to be listed on the official Android Play Store. So definitely watch out for that app, guys. It's called Share IT. So definitely be aware that, again, there's definitely some vulnerabilities with this app. If you're using it maybe for work or for business, be aware. See if you can maybe find a different app until they seem to resolve this issue. All right. So again, this is exactly why we come out with news like this to you guys, so you guys can stay safe and updated and secure. Moreover, we got Roku streaming sticks could ditch batteries as rechargeable remote goes on sale, right? So Roku's new rechargeable remote, the Roku Voice Remote Pro, boasts a lot of convenient features and upgrades from its predecessors, including getting rid of the need for disposable batteries, right? So available as a part of Roku's early access program, the Voice Remote Pro looks to be a minimal device with handy features like a voice loss remote finder and a rechargeable battery. So that's very interesting, guys, right? So it definitely they started going on sale, so it looks like they started going on sale. This could be very good, right? I know personally some of my family have Rokus. We even have a Roku. Just changing the battery on that thing is just super annoying. Now they're just going to have a rechargeable battery, which is definitely going to be more convenient and less costly. Just keep buying AAA batteries. Those costs definitely keep adding up. So the device has a limited run of 2,000 units, priced at $30, with a shipping schedule for 19th February. But it yet is unclear if the company will move the device into a mass production, right? So it's likely that the Voice Remote Pro is a work in progress, with Roku stating on the device store's page that customers will be helping them perfect our newest remote, right? So it looks like this is going to be dropping on the 19th of February, which is looking like it's in a couple of days, guys. So if you guys are looking for that, definitely check that out. We have news on some gaming. So Cyberpunk 2077 mod could deliver big performance improvements. Cyberpunk 2077 has witnessed the arrival of yet another mod, and this one could be a big help for those who are struggling to run the game at decent frame rates on and or lower mid-range PC, right? So the heavily customized optimization mod is a revamped spin on the general optimization option offering. And as the name suggests, it delivers a lot more in terms of streamlining measures to get the game running better. So this is very good, guys. There's been a lot of Cyberpunk 2077 updates and software updates and remodifying and modifying again. So, you know, this is good. So if you guys, you know, again, you want to learn more, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, you'll be able to learn more as well. All right. So the mod author also notes that there are various settings that should be applied by GeForce GPU owners and NVIDIA's control panel, as detailed in the notes for the mod, right? So apparently there are upcoming updates planned to lower GPU loads, as well as stay tuned for the further optimization measures. While you're fine-tuning the game's graphics, you might also want to address some of Cyberpunk's 2077 audio issues. You can do so with this mod that recently popped up, which applies some tweaking rigidly to some 800 audio files to better balance sound output, which can be a bit all over the place when it comes to the relative volume levels of different elements like speech and sound effects or music, right? So definitely check that out, most recent update mods as well. You can check out these Cyberpunk deals. You can get them on Amazon for around $45, Walmart for around $45, and even other places for cheaper, like CD Keys as well. All right. And we also, lastly, guys, we also have Nothing has now one thing. Nothing has now one thing. The recently launched startup from former OnePlus executive Carl Pi has acquired the Essential brand, according to a report from 9to5 Google, citing filings at the UK Intellectual Property Office. Essentially, of course, was the company started by Android creator Andy Rubin after he left Google. It launched a single smartphone before shutting its doors due to poor sales performance. Nothing's acquisition was completed on January 6, 2021, ahead of Pi's formal announcement of Nothing, apparently includes of all trademarks, logos, and other brandings of Essential, right? So, looks like they acquired this company, Essential, guys. And this is something that we discussed in previous episodes too. So, you know, it looks like this this guy that used to work, at OnePlus, right? So when you're talking about OnePlus, very, very great Android phone, when you have that type of background, you have that type of team member now reaching out and now expanding into his own brand and acquiring Essential, right? It looks like, you know, this can actually be something that's going to be really amazing project, right? So let's see if there's any photos of any, you know, products coming out or anything like that, or if any videos are coming out. Let's see if there's anything like that. Up, and it looks like the Essential's phones was the only product Essential brought to the market before closing its doors in 2020. So this is what the concept looks like. Very sleek, guys. I got to admit, even I'd use iPhone, Android phones are very sleek. The designs are very nice. And, you know, even some of them that really are cheaper than iPhones, they look way more expensive than the iPhone. Like just the material and everything that goes into it and stuff like that. It really looks, the display looks spectacular. Really looks clean, really looks clear. All right, so if you want to learn more about this acquisition, you want to learn more about Essential and more about the Nothing Company, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you'll be able to learn more about that as well, guys. All right, so lastly, if your Apple Watch still won't charge after the latest update, Apple will fix it for free. So Apple released Watch OS 7.3.1 on Monday. It can help fix an issue that prevents some Apple Watch Series 5 or SE smartwatches from charging while in the battery saving power reserve mode. But even the software update might not fix the issue, according to Apple. If it doesn't, the company will repair your watch for free, guys. So if you have any problems with your Apple Watch and you have this Apple Watch Series 5 or SE and this type of update, definitely, and has a problem charging and everything like that, definitely contact Apple and have them repair it for you for free, right? So, or probably if you even have a warranty on the Apple Watch. Definitely check with the warranty, check with Apple. All right, so this is definitely good news, definitely a step up by Apple. All right, so we're definitely running a little bit over time, guys. Don't want to make this too long video. If you want to learn more as well, more tech updates and tech news, different products that are coming out as well, follow us on our other social media channels. We provide more news that way as well as our podcast channel, Electronic News Network. But we really hope you guys are, you know, staying safe, staying really updated on software and privacy and security like we were talking about today. You know, and we really, hopefully, you guys are really, you know, staying safe, washing your hands, work,